Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this radio show. Today we'll be talking to you about the Afro-American music, particularly its history. There will be two special guests with us, a Michael Jackson fan and a specialist of Bruno Mars. But let's talk about the Afro-American music. African-American music is a term covering a diverse range of music and musical genres developed by African-Americans. Following the Civil War, black Americans developed a new style of music called ragtime, which gradually evolved into jazz. African-American music, also called black music and once known as race music, is a generic term used for a variety of musical genres, from the spiritual, gospel, blues, jazz, swing, pop, funk, rap, reggae and dancehall, derived from and influenced by the culture of African Americans, who for a long time were an ethnic minority compared to the population of the United States. These were originally brought to North America as slaves on cotton plantation, bringing with them typical polyphonic song from hundreds of ethnic groups in West Africa and Sub-Saharan Africa. In the United States, various cultural traditions were combined with the European influence of polka, waltzes and classical music. In later period, there were many innovation and change, and in the 21st century, African American genres became among the most important and most followed in the music scene. African American music also has an economic impact on society. In fact, many records have been recorded and sold at quite high price to fund this genre. Now I'll give the floor to Gemma Giacomazzi, the number one fan of Michael Jackson.
Good morning, all you radio listeners. Today I will talk to you about the King of Pop. Michael Joseph Jackson, born in August 29, 1958, and died on June 55, 2009. It was an American singer, songwriter and dancer. He is regarded as one of the most significant cultural icons of the 20th century, and is also regarded as one of the greatest entertainers of all time. Jackson's contribution to music, dance and fashion, along with his publicized personal life, made him a global figure in a popular culture for over four decades. Jackson was influenced by musicians including Little Richard, James Brown, Diana Ross, Fred Astaire, Devin Ruffin and the Bee Gees. Michael Jackson sang various musical genres such as soul, pop, rock, funk and disco. Michael Jackson is one of the most award-winning artists in the history of music. In fact, he has participated in many competitions and won numerous prizes, such as 40 Guinness World Records, 50 Grammy Awards, 24 American Music Awards, 16 Music Awards. His most famous piece is Thriller, a bestseller with 150 million copies sold. Thank you very much. I will go over the line again.
Thank you very much, Gemma. Now I leave the word to Bartolomeo, the specialist of Bruno Mars.
Hi everybody, today I will tell you the story of this amazing singer, Peter J. Hernandez, born in October 8, 1985, at DOI. He is known as Bruno Mars. He is an American singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, record producer and dancer. He is known for his stage performance, retro showmanship, and for performing in a wide range of musical style, including funk, pop, soul, reggae, hip-hop and rock. Mars is accompanied by his band, The Hooligans, who play a variety of instruments such as electric guitar, bass, piano, keyboard and also serve as backup singer and dancer. Bruno Mars' music is inspired by Michael Jackson and Little Richard. During his childhood, Bruno Mars spent a lot of time impersonating Elvis Presley.
In 2014, he became the Singer of the Year. During his career, he sold 18 million albums and 150 million singles. In fact, he is considered as one of the greatest soloists in the world. Bruno Mars has earned awards and honors during his career, including 11 Grammy Awards, 3 Brit Awards, 3 Guinness World Records, 9 American and 8 Soul Train Music Awards. His most famous track are 24K Magic, Uptown Funk and Versace on the Floor. This is all about its history. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you so much, Bartolomeo. But why we chose Michael Jackson and Bruno Mars? We chose Bruno Mars and Michael Jackson because their music is inspired by African-American music. That's all. Thank you for listening and see you next time.